Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We're continuing to make our way through St. John's first letter, talking to us about the full implication of what comes to us in the incarnation, life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And he constantly is bringing us back to a variety of key themes. And of course, the central one is God is love. And that love was perfectly revealed in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. That the Lord Jesus really saves us through his death and resurrection, saves us from the lie of the powers of sin and death, the deception of the enemy, and the false love that's communicated in a world that's fallen in resistance to God, and he reveals the real love of the real God, which is the real foundation of everything. And then he gives us the Holy Spirit, which is the love between the Father and the Son given and poured into our hearts, and the new thing that he's begun, the kingdom of God, the family of God, the new creation is unfolding in us. It's at work in us. It's alive. It's a key thing that I don't think we can say enough to remind ourselves. Christianity is a new life above all else. That's its very essence. It's a sharing in God's life. So fallen people like you and me, human beings that were subject to sin and death and lived, as St. Paul said, without hope in the world, we now have an eternal hope and a real power and a real life that's already beginning to unfold. And it can flower in this world in a way that shows forth what the life of the kingdom looks like. We can bear fruit. Like Jesus said, I've chosen you to bear fruit. I have chosen you. You haven't chosen me. I've chosen you so you can bear fruit. So say, great, Lord, thank you. You chose me, a sinner. You chose me to bear fruit. I'm all for it. I don't know how to do it. Help me do it. And he goes, I know you don't know how to do it, but I'm coming to help you do it. I'm going to make my life. I'm going to produce in you my life. I'm going to give you a share in my life and all the wonder and all the fruit and all the good that comes from my life. I want it to come through you. And if you just keep following me, if you humble yourself and you say yes to me and you walk in my commandments and you lean on and you live in my promises and obey my Holy Spirit, I will produce in you fruits that will last forever. I will make your life on earth of infinite value. I mean, we personally already are of infinite value in the eyes of God, but he's going to let us participate in the renewal of the world, in the renewal of creation. The deeds of love, the deeds that are inspired by the Spirit of God in us, the deeds that are motivated by love, the littlest ones are going to echo into eternity. It's amazing what God has done. And John keeps reminding us, page after page in 1 John, he's taking us deeper and deeper into the reality of what Christ has done for us, is doing in us, and will do in us for all eternity. He said, beloved, here this is 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, up to chapter 5, verse 4. Beloved, we love God because he first loved us. Oh, that's so good. That line is probably enough for today. We love God because he first loved us. Again, while you were yet a sinner, while I was resisting God and walking in sin, he looked at me and he loved me. The Father so loved us in the world that he gave his only Son for us. So love for us is a response to God's initiative. Jesus is coming is to reveal not only his love, but the heart of a loving Father. The beautiful thing Jesus is doing in us, friends, is to, he's killing a lot of birds with one stone, so to speak. He's dealing with our enemies, Satan and all the demons that are subject to him. He's giving to the Father what we were meant to give to the Father. He's revealing to us the heart, the nature of God and the Father, and that reveals to us who we are. Jesus is working on so many levels, making all things new. And it starts with us internalizing, believing, with profound conviction that God loves me. It didn't start with me. I didn't get God's attention. Like, he didn't want to love me or didn't want to pay attention to me, so to speak. So I had to perfect myself and shine my shoes and get myself in the right position so that God would look at me and God would think I'm okay. No, John reminds us, he first loved us when we were in our mess. We were slaves to sin, full of pride, ego, works of the flesh. And it's his compassion and his mercy and his kindness that come to us and to say, I'm going to make you new. I'm going to transform you. And so one of the things that I sometimes find most difficult, and you can see how hard it is, how long we resist and how difficult it is for us to ultimately trust God, is we have identities that we formed for ourselves. We have images of ourselves that we cling to. And when we come to the Lord, we give some of them up. But many times we double down on patterns of living, ways of looking at ourselves, understanding ourselves, that we just say, no, this is who I am, and I can't think about living other than this. And so I only go so far, or either I stop, some people stop and they stop following the Lord. Other people just sort of design a different kind of Jesus, a Jesus that fits, a Jesus that works for me now, because he's getting too close, he's cutting too deep, and some of this is just who I am, and this can't be changed because this is who I am. Therefore, he can't mean that this part of who I am and who I identify myself to be, how I behave, what I'm doing, he can't mean that I'm not supposed to do these things because this is who I am. And right there, friends, what gets revealed is, I think often of the proverb, do not rely on your own understanding. To follow my own understanding is to be sitting under the direction of a fool. That's myself, because I'm not listening to God. And so what John is saying is that, look, love has come. God is love. We don't have to be afraid of anything. All we have to do is say, okay, I totally trust you, God. You tell me who I am. I'm not going to hang on to anything. Who I am, who I feel, how people identify with me, you know, whatever. My family history, my personal desires, period. This journey is not a journey about self-design. It is a journey of self-discovery, but it's a journey that only God gives us the map for. God opens it all up. That's where self-discovery comes from. It doesn't come from me searching the depths of my emotions and my feelings, my desires, my fears, my alienations, all these kinds of things. And then out of it, I assert myself and put a mix together and say, this is who I am. God, you need to affirm who I am. No, all of us, no, we literally are, every one of us is in need of salvation. And so deeply, we need to become a new creation. We need to be born again. We need to be made anew. And so that gives us a disposition when we see the love of a trusting God to say, oh Lord, this is hard. I'm so attached to this understanding of myself. But I trust you. I trust you. And I see in Jesus that it's okay if it's hard. It's okay if it's painful. That coming out of this world is painful. And its hold on me can be super painful. But I trust your love. You made me. You designed me. You're the ground of reality. You define what love is. You're truth itself. You show me who I am. I'm not hanging on to anything. Now, how it works is we make decisions like that, but then we give up certain things. We let them go because we know they're inconsistent and we have enough grace to do that. But then all of a sudden we get to a point where it's difficult to do that. And then we hold on. And there's a tug of war with God. This is where we need the help of the Holy Spirit to just pray, Holy Spirit, help me to trust. Help me to say yes. Help me to let go. Friends, keeping eternal perspective in this is so critical. That's why John's telling us, if anyone says, I love God, but you hate your neighbor, you're a liar. Anyone who says, you know, I love God, but I define my own reality, I'm a liar. He says, because You can't love God, John's reminding us. This is the commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must love his brother. Okay, we must love one another. We need to love God first and then love our brother. Jesus and John is reminding us Jesus' words here. He said, if you love, that means if you're going to abide in me, you're going to bear much fruit. If you remain in me, these kinds of words, that means if you walk in my commandments, if you internalize them, if you're living them in the Spirit who's helping you, he's really the new law in your heart at work in you, transforming you. If you're yielding to that and obeying that lead, you're going to come into every promise I've ever made for you. Full joy, full life, eternal glory. John goes on, he said, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, constant theme in John, that Jesus is God's Son. He is the Christ. That's the person, our believing in Jesus' full, total lordship, that we were made by him, we were made for him, we were made through him, and to be absolutely aligned with Jesus, surrendered, given over, just doing the plunge, trusting completely in him, this is what it means to be begotten by God. This is what it means to be in right relationship with God. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. So there's a lot of quote-unquote love out there, things that are being identified as love, that have nothing to do with God and God's definition of love. It's not love. It's the way the world defines it. And watch how the world celebrates what it defines as love. Constantly rewarding it, celebrating it, talking about it day and night. But not the way God defines love. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. This is the very thing that the human heart doesn't like about God's definition of love. I want to feel good that the Lord accepts me and his mercy and his kindness come toward me. But that to love him means to obey his commandments? That obedience to the will of God is at the heart of what love is? That's a hard thing for the flesh. Because the flesh is just totally committed. Instinctually, the fallen flesh is, my will be done, not thy will be done. And then it's hard to trust. We don't trust God. Like, if I do this, is this going to, if I really get into this, if I really seek him first and obey his commands, I mean, it looks like it's going to ruin my weekend. I'm going to lose my place in society. It's going to take all the zest and fun out of life and one thing after another. I just don't want to go there. That's why a lot of people remain in the twilight. They don't go all in. And his commandments are not burdensome. How about that? We don't say yes to his commandments because we think they're burdensome. But they're burdensome because we're still under the domination of the flesh and the demands of the flesh. But the Holy Spirit overcomes the work of the flesh in us if we're leaning into the Spirit and following the Spirit. Suddenly, God's commandments are life for us. He says, for whoever is begotten of God conquers the world. It conquers the fallen dimension of the world that enslaves human beings, enslaves our hearts and minds. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. That's what conquers. Our faith is what? Abandonment of our lives in trust to the truth of Christ, to the revelation of Christ, and responding to the invitation to coming into a radical relationship in communion with the brethren to be absolutely surrendered to the will of God and come into all of his promises. Wow, that's so beautiful. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.